I hardly noticed that a man leaped out and ran straight towards me, carrying a net in his hands. Then, before I knew it, I had been captured by the dog catcher, who threw me into the dog cage in the back of his pickup and slammed the door shut. Then he leaned towards me and gave me a wicked grin.
Thought you could give me the slip? Jimmy Joe always gets his dog, son, even if it takes a while. I've got a room for you at Devil's Island for dogs.
So this was the way it would end. I would spend the rest of my life, my short life, I would spend the rest of my short life locked up in a lonely prison cell, an outcast, a common criminal, a disgrace to my poor old mom who had tried to. I was glad Ma wasn't there to see what had become of me. Then I heard a man's voice say,
"I see you've got my dog."
I lifted my eyes and looked toward... Huh? Slim Chance had gotten out of his pickup and was standing in front of the dog catcher. And unless my ears had deceived me, he had said... All at once, I was very interested in this conversation. I sat up straight and listened. The dog catcher looked Slim over, from his worn-out boots to the crown of his worn-out hat.
"Since when was that your dog? I've been chasing the fool for a whole week."
"What's he done?"
The dog catcher grinned.
"Well, sir, he's had a real good time. Would you like to hear the list of charges?"
"Might as well."
I cringed as the dog catcher ticked off the charges on his fingers.
"No collars, no dog tags, no vaccination, barking at cars, chasing cats, tipping over garbage barrels, and running from an officer of the law."
The dog catcher hitched up his pants.
"I'm gonna put him away."
Slim swallowed hard and shifted his weight to his other leg.
"How much would it take to bail him out?"
$200.
Slim flinched.
"Would you take a check?"
"Not from a cowboy."
Slim nodded.
"Neither would I. Well,